had to bribe her with M&Ms.
Your heads, everybody!
And now, Meredith Summers on 730 WTNT, The Truth.
Yes, she has her own introduction.
And, I would expect nothing less.
And, of course, she walks down the hall to enter the studio. There's someone always in front of her throwing the rose petals.
Yep. There's a pyrotechnics guy behind me, and and I have Ann as my hype girl.
Yeah. Meredith Summers joins me, Washington Times reporter, who has been covering the Occupy crowd since they became the Occupy crowd here in Washington. And it looks like we may be coming to the end of the road for the McPherson Square crowd, or
it's going to be spicy, I'll tell you that much.
All right, so what's going on?
Yeah, yesterday there was a subcommittee hearing on the Hill to discuss who the heck decided that Occupy can occupy for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday was the first day that the National Park Service said, we're going to start cracking down. They've got one more warning, and then they've had really, it's been almost 100 days now to comply with our no camping rules, and they've got one more warning, and then we're going to start cracking down.
So it's a final warning.
Yes, it's the final warning to the final warning. Yes, yeah.
Okay. You can. I'm trying to get something through my head here. It's okay to hold a 24-hour vigil, but you can't sleep there. Is that what I get?
Yes. Yeah. And this is what I think was the really interesting part. So there's a 24-hour vigil in camping. 24-hour vigil, like you said, means you stay awake the whole time. It's 24 hours you're awake.
Right.
Camping means you are preparing or already sleeping, and that you are not allowed to camp in this park. And the thing is that camping, if you are camping illegally, they will cite an individual. So
right.
Occupy is a group, so they can't just cite the group. However, right. They haven't cited anybody for camping. And when one of the subcommittee members asked, the National Park Service Director, John Jarvis, said, well, to be totally honest with you, this is a very unique protest. We never experienced anything like it. And to be honest with you, when they first came here, we decided to kind of just overlook it because we were worried there was going to be some kind of, that might trigger a negative reaction.
Right.
Stuff could be damaged. People could get hurt. And so they've sort of just kind of looked the other way for things. And he said, you know, we're on the ground with them every day. The relationship has definitely gotten better since they first started camping there in October. But he said, at this point, we've given them almost 4 months now. They've got one more warning, and he said, didn't give a date, didn't give a what's going to happen, but next week on the 31st, there's going to be a court hearing about whether or not the Park Service needs to give Occupy a 24-hour notice before they evict them, and I think that could really determine what's going to happen next.
All right, what about the Freedom Plaza crowd?
Freedom Plaza crowd is still doing what they're doing, but they have a permit for it. And that's really what's been kind of the thing here, is that Occupy doesn't have a permit because they're not big enough to require a permit. And at Freedom Plaza, they're still there. There's no grass, but they still have tents, and it's a plaza. It's not a park, but it's a major place for people to go and walk around, sit and eat lunch. And so they've been there for a while, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. Hmm. However, and I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, there is a protest coming on the other end, because Freedom Plaza right now, the occupation is sort of on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
So the east side is open to another protest that's coming to protest the western side of the plaza's protest.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're going to have a protest,
yes.
The protest,
mm-hmm.
The protest.
Yes.
I love
so,
this.
Yep.
You can't
just
make this up.
Nope.
You can't make it up.
Is it a 24-hour vigil or is it camping? Is it a protest to protest
right.
The protest?
Okay. And now that you mention that, all right, I'm going to try to get a handle on this.
Okay.
So if you show up to camp out and spend the night, that's not legal.
That's
but
correct.
If you show up to protest not being able to camp out and spend the night, you could probably get away with
probably
that.
Probably get away with it. Yep.
See, that's what's great
that's
about America.
It, right? Right?
I'm not confused, are you?
Right. Nope, that's what one of the legislators said yesterday. He's like, so you're telling me that I can't go for fun and, you know, pitch my tent in a park, but I can protest fun and then it's okay. And it was just crickets for a little bit because that's pretty much what's been happening. And, you know,
that's beautiful.
I felt a little bit bad for the guys, but, it's not really looking.
Yeah. All right. So where do the district officials come down in all of this?
Yeah. Well, the district officials, You know, they have sort of sided with the committee on this, which is that we're kind of paying a lot of money for these people. The mayor asked for more than $1 million to help cover some of the costs. And in one of the reports that the deputy mayor gave, he said there's been instances of protests where they've had to dispatch 400 police officers.
Holy
to just
cow.
Yeah, 400 is a lot of people. And there's obviously safety and health issues with the rat population there. And
oh, yeah, but how's that relocation program going?
Yeah, that's going real well. They've shut down the kitchen, and so now they're just making food on, you know, getting food either from donations or stores, or they're preparing it, and they're doing a little bit of a sharing with the Freedom Plaza group, which has slightly, I believe, slightly more strict rules about mm-hmm. washing hands and stuff. I mean, there's no grass there, so there's not a lot of rat population there.
No, okay.
Or at least not as much as Occupy, where there's trees and bushes and
right.
ground.
And that's where they're having the problems with.
Yeah, and McPherson Square is where they're having the rat problem. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to get all that.
Yeah, got to get our rats in order. Yeah,
yeah, because you got to take the rats. If you do move them, you have to relocate them. But you also have to relocate them with the other family members.
Well,
you can't take Papa Rat and not take Baby Rat number one or Baby Rat.
I have heard
two.
that you have to, if you capture a rat, you have to take the whole family.
Oh no, that's true. It's in that 2010 wildlife law that they have in the District of Columbia.
Yep.
Was it Mary Che, I think. Was that the person responsible? I think that's who it was.
It just cracks me up.
Shea,
well, one of the when I
Mary
asked Shea, the camps, you know, what do you think about being combined? Because that's what one of the suggestions was from the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's move McPherson to Freedom Plaza. And the Freedom Plaza guys are like, we like our rats here. We don't like the other rats.
All right, so we're just kind of waiting now then until next week to see that.
Yeah, sort of with bated breath. Although our luck, they'll go in the middle of the night and and everybody will be gone.
Yeah.
But I think the 31st will probably be a pretty significant day because then, you know, they're either going to have to give them a warning or it's going to be, surprise, here we are. Everybody needs to. I don't think they're going to kick them out permanently. I mean, they can come back during the day and have their 24-hour vigil, but it's gonna be pretty hard to stay awake for that long.
No connection to the Obama administration at all. nobody.
They asked straight, you know, point blank, are there any political motivations here? And John Jarvis said no. But I don't know. I mean, the park's two blocks away from the White House.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah.
White House folks like to wander on by once in a while.
Occasionally.
They're on our side.
Yeah.
All right, Meredith. Thanks for your help. We'll talk again.
Sure.
See ya, Meredith Summers of the Washington Times.